America, and he's unplugged.
So listen to this.
The all-new Todd Starnes Show.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Here's your host, Todd Starnes.
All right, let's get right to it, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes radio program. An honor to have all of you folks listening to us on our great radio affiliates from coast to coast. And growing by leaps and bounds, we're going to be announcing, hopefully very soon, the addition of three brand new radio stations that are going to join our national network. And man, we're just excited. We're having a great time here. We're unplugged. We're sharing a lot of laughs together, getting a lot of information out there, and just having fun in the noon to 3 o'clock hour Eastern time. Hope you guys are doing great. Got a lot going on this hour. We are expecting the House to resume their move towards impeachment. We'll keep you updated on that story. Also, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to be here, the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, an advisor to President Trump on spiritual issues. Dr. Jeffers will be here in just a little while. ToddStarnes.com is our website, and we have some great stories there, and I would encourage you to check that out, including that powerful video of Jim Jordan from last night. We shared some of the audio clips. We have the entire 5-minute video for you there on the website to check out. All right. So in the last hour, I shared with you some information about Chris Wallace, who is the one of the journalists at Fox News Channel. And of course, the journalists do not share their opinions. They just they're straight and narrow guys, right? OK, so this is Chris Wallace, the Fox News journalist. Last night, he was speaking at a journalism event at the museum. And I believe we have some audio. He's talking about President Trump, and he's accusing President Trump of assaulting freedom of the press. Let's take a listen.
This is something that I think all of us in the news business need to think about, need to take very seriously. I believe that President Trump is engaged in the most direct, sustained assault on freedom of the press in our history. Let's be honest, the president's attacks have done some damage. A Freedom Forum Institute poll associated here with the museum this year found that 29% of Americans, almost a third of all of us, think the First Amendment goes too far.
All right. That is the journalist, Chris Wallace, who does not give his opinion, giving his opinion. He said, and can we just go back, and I'll tell you when to stop the tape. Let's go back, and I want to play that soundbite again. This is Chris Wallace from Fox News Channel attacking President Trump.
This is something that I think all of us in the news business need to think about, need to take very seriously. I believe that President Trump is engaged in the most direct, sustained assault on freedom of the press in our history.
Okay, let's stop right there. So, again, I understand the statement he made, but I don't see any evidence. I don't see any factual information to back up that charge, especially seeing how this president has been pretty transparent with the mainstream media. He has answered more questions from the mainstream media than President Obama has or ever did. Whenever the president goes out to, and it may not be in the formal setting where the White House press jackals normally congregate, but he does take questions when he's walking out to Marine One, or when he's standing in front of Air Force One, maybe sometimes at a Rose Garden event, he'll take a number of questions from the mainstream media. So I think this president has been fairly transparent when it comes to his relationship with the media. But here's what they don't like. This is what the so-called journalists don't like about this president, is that he doesn't stand up there and just take their attacks. He doesn't just stand there and take the lies and the bullying and the smearing. when the mainstream media says something about this president, when they're spreading a lie about the president or his family or someone on his staff, this president gets out there and he sets the record straight. And some people say, will say, well, he's attacking us and he's not supposed to do that. That's not, that's our job. Our job is to go out there and we're supposed to make up lies about the president, and we're supposed to form public opinion, and we're supposed to decide which stories and which issues are the most important. And he doesn't get to do that. He doesn't get to fight back. He doesn't get to defend himself. That's not in the rule book. Well, this president, when he was inaugurated, you know what he did? He tore up that rule book and he set it aside and he said, no, this is a new day and this is how we're going to operate this administration. When you, the mainstream media, when you go out there and you spew lies and half-truths and take things out of context, when you do that, we're going to fight back and we're going to set the record straight. Why do you think the president has a Twitter account? Because the president can bypass the mainstream media and he can take his case directly to the American people. And the mainstream media, they hate that. But I'm really puzzled here by Chris Wallace's accusation that this president is engaged in a sustained assault on freedom of the press. Where is that happening? Because I can tell you it did happen in the previous administration when the Obama administration spied on American journalists, including our former colleague at Fox News, James Rosen, who is now with Sinclair. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration was notorious for their treatment, for their horrible treatment of journalists. President Trump seems to be doing a pretty good job of opening up and taking questions from a very hostile press corps. I mean, who wants to hang out with people like little Jimmy Acosta, for crying out loud? But I want to play this audio again. And the question as we go to break, and we'll share our telephone number again here. But I'm curious, do you see that that this president is attacking the free press in America, or is the free press responsible for their current lot in life? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, we're going to play this full clip. This is Chris Wallace giving a speech at the museum going after President Trump.
This is something that I think all of us in the news business need to think about, need to take very seriously. I believe that President Trump is engaged in the most direct, sustained assault on freedom of the press in our history. Let's be honest, the president's attacks have done some damage. A Freedom Forum Institute poll associated here with the museum this year found that 29% of Americans, almost a third of all of us, think the First Amendment goes too far.
So who's responsible for that? Do you believe that President Trump is responsible for that? Because I can tell you this, what the mainstream media is doing right now, that's not what the founding fathers intended the media to do. As a matter of fact, Molly Hemingway on Fox News, she was on, this was from last year, September of 2018. Molly Hemingway says that President Obama took more punitive action against the media during his tenure in office than Donald Trump has. Again, President Obama said that, when you look back at his 8 years in office, President Obama blamed Fox News for all sorts of things. All sorts of things. I mean, some of the horrible things that White House said about those of us who worked at Fox News, that was pretty appalling. But I don't seem to recall anybody objecting to that. I don't seem to recall anyone having a problem when Barack Obama was out there every single day taking cheap shots at Fox News Channel for no good reason at all. Some of those journalists were very quiet back when that was happening. We'll be right back.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
College football bowl season is here, and for the first time, the Liberty Flames are going bowling.
You know, it's just a great feeling right now to be a Flame.
That's everything. We make history here.
Liberty battles Georgia Southern in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, Saturday, December 21st at 2:30 p.m. from Exploria Stadium in Orlando. Be there as the Flames make history and look to capture their first bowl championship.
Students, fans, let's go to Orlando for a pre-Christmas trip.
Tickets start at just $25. Get yours at LibertyFlames.com/BowlCentral.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries that the Oracle reveals is that of things yet to come. And one of the secrets of the end times that it's revealed is that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the age, everything went out from Jerusalem. The Jewish people went out, the church went out, the age went out from Jerusalem. Why? Because someone else went out from Jerusalem, Messiah. He departed Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, and everything's going to follow him. So now we've been watching as the Jewish people are returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The world is returning. Why? Because someone else is returning to Jerusalem, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. See, he's the missing piece. Everything is leading up to him, even our lives, everything. He's the missing piece to our lives and to everything else.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas, Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Available now on digital. Own it on Blu-ray and DVD December 17th.
Here's Twyla Brace, president of CCHF, with today's Health Freedom Minute.
We just got this story. A woman wanted to see a doctor at her clinic, but due to a recent merger, the closest clinic didn't have her account. The clinic refused to let her make an appointment until she signed up for another account. It wouldn't even tell her if it had any appointments. But she didn't want two accounts. All she wanted was to see the doctor for an earache. But it all became complicated. That's when she remembered The Wedge. She went to jointhewedge.com, found a physician who could see her within the hour, even if she got there after clinic hours. She paid just $50 and went away thrilled at how easy it was. Find a doctor at jointhewedge.com.
Learn more about protecting your healthcare choices. Sign up for the CCHF weekly e-news update at cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Available now on digital. Own it on Blu-ray and DVD December 17th.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
College football bowl season is here, and for the first time, the Liberty Flames are going bowling.
You know, it's just a great feeling right now to be a Flame.
That's everything. We make history here.
Liberty battles Georgia Southern in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, Saturday, December 21st at 2:30 p.m. from Exploria Stadium in Orlando. Be there as the Flames make history and look to capture their first bowl championship.
Students, fans, let's go to Orlando for a pre-Christmas trip.
Tickets start at just $25. Get yours at LibertyFlames.com/BowlCentral.
Central.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are waiting for the impeachment hearings to resume, so not much action coming out of Washington today. But I've got to tell you, folks, this is very bad news for the Democrats. So we've been looking at a lot of polling data. Earlier in the show, we mentioned this Quinnipiac poll clearly showing that a majority of voters oppose impeaching this president, and a majority of independent voters oppose impeaching this president. The Washington Post is reporting that a number of moderate Democrats, these are Democrats who won their races in districts that were won by President Trump back in 2016, they are freaking out right now, and they ought to. And I'm curious, especially those of you who maybe you live in a district that's controlled by Democrats. I mean, what are people telling you? What are you hearing in your local diners down at the local coffee shop about the impeachment? I think it's going to have a huge blowback on Democrats. And thank goodness for Congressman Jim Jordan, because he just told it like it was. Every single American needs to watch that video of Congressman Jordan's speech last night. It was unbelievable, and we have posted it at toddstearns.com. It is there for you to share. Play cut number one, please.
Ukraine. Facts are on the president's side. Zelensky said he wasn't pressured. Ukrainians didn't even know aid was held at the time of the call. And most importantly, they did nothing to get the aid released. This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. 3 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States an imposter. And the attacks on the president started before the election.
And Jim Jordan just went point by point by point, just laying it all out there so that the average American citizen could really understand what's going on here. Cut number four.
To stop, and it's not just because they don't like the president. It's not just because they don't like the president. They don't like us. They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. All of us in flyover country. All of us common folk in Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas, they don't like us. They don't like the president. They don't like the president's supporters. And they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government.
And they have weaponized the government. I could barely watch some of these other speeches. You know, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and Congressman Steve Cohen, the guy that brought the bucket of KFC to the hearing, was it earlier this year? Mr. Finger-Lickin' Nutso, sitting over there talking about how this president has broken the law and he has burned the Constitution. The only people breaking the law and burning the Constitution are these Democrats who are trying to undo the presidential election. And then they turned their minions on all the rest of us. Cut number five.
How about our colleague, Maxine Waters, June of 2018, when she said this? And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they are not welcome anymore, anywhere. That is scary.
It is scary because they're telling us that we have no place in this country. None whatsoever. That is a Soviet-style tactic right there. And no one on the left called out Maxine Waters. She was not censured. And many people have been bruised and bloodied and beaten as a result of what Maxine Waters told her people to do. Cut number seven.
This is scary stuff. This is scary stuff, what they're doing. And frankly, it is dangerous for our country. It is not healthy for our country. And we should all remember what Emmett Flood told us, the president's lawyer, what he told us this past spring when the Mueller report first came out. It would be well to remember that what can be done to a president can be done to any of us.
And that's something that all of us need to pay very close attention to, because Congressman Jordan is absolutely right. If they can do this to Donald J. Trump, you better believe they're going to be able to do it to all of us. I mean, they've come after, I was audited, I think, at least two times during the Obama administration years. I went to leadership. This is back when I was working at Fox News. And I'm just a radio guy. I'm not making Bill O'Reilly money or anything like that. And I went to him. I said, hey, look, what's going on here? I got audited. And they said, get in line. Get in line. That's what they said. So don't tell me that this president has done anything wrong, because he hasn't. It's the previous administration, and the president is rooting out the evil and the criminality that was there. And I think that when the Durham investigation gets wrapped up and they're telling us it could be done by spring or summer, I believe that is going to be the bellwether moment for the nation when we finally understand what the deep state looks like. But not only that, who the deep state is. We're going to know the names. We're going to know who was responsible for giving the orders to target Donald J. Trump. And I have held a long suspicion that those breadcrumbs lead right back to Barack Hussein Obama's house. And that's got a lot of people nervous. And that's why the Democrats are freaking out right now. But I got to tell you something. They keep going down this path. It's going to be a bad, bad day in November for the Democrats. You better believe it. So if you guys heard this, I just got a message on our Twitter feed about Netflix. And can I just say, I'm not a huge Netflix fan. I watch the Crown. I'm a big fan of that series. And then I've got the Amazon Prime. There are a couple of shows over there I watch, but I'm not a huge, huge Netflix fan. But anyway, a lot of messages during the commercial break wanting to know if I had heard about the Netflix is apparently showing a movie that portrays Jesus as a gay dude for Christmas. The Last Temptation of Christ is the name of the movie. I knew nothing about this. But apparently a lot of people are signing up. Almost 1.1 million people have signed a petition urging Netflix to stop showing this movie. People are very upset. Here's the Yahoo.com headline. Netflix Christmas special, which implies Jesus was gay, sparks backlash from Christians. Now, why would that spark backlash? I have no idea. Jesus, you know what? This goes right back to the argument. It's, again, the sex and gender revolutionaries. Man, they want to, like, sexualize everything. The New York Daily News reports the movie is called it's not The Last Temptation of Christ. There was a movie called that back in the day, or a play. This is called The First Temptation of Christ. It's causing a stir with its irreverent take on the holiday, in addition to a weed-smoking Mary that has Jesus accompanied by a flamboyant male friend coming home to a surprise birthday party in his honor. Can I just say something? The folks at Netflix need to go to church on Sunday. That's all I can say about that. We'll ask Dr. Jeffers about this. Robert Jeffers coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jeez, oh, look.
Does God still bless those who bless Israel? How does this promise apply to our lives today? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. In Genesis 12:3, God told Abraham, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." Interestingly, this promise includes no expiration date. Many have chronicled the parallels between the blessings upon the United States as it supported the modern state of Israel. Could these blessings be the result of God's divine promise? The answer is yes. While we may be uncertain regarding all of the details, God has greatly blessed our nation, and in part it has been because we have supported His Jewish people. For the time of modern Israel's founding in 1948 until today, America served as a leading world power. As believers, we must remember to pray for our leaders that they would maintain policies that bless Israel and live out a faith in our skeptical society. Join us for more biblical resources at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. The Democrats now have what they've been working, wishing, dreaming, and scheming for ever since Donald Trump upset Hillary Clinton in the November 2016 elections. They began calling for impeachment before President Trump was even inaugurated. They worked to undermine his election, and since that fateful November night, they have been working to undo the will of the people. I can't think of anything more undemocratic than trying to subvert and overthrow the will of the people. The Democratic leadership have been willing to seriously imperil our hallowed national institutions in order to serve their narrow political purposes. In collusion with a shamefully biased and unscrupulous media, they have grievously damaged the FBI and the Justice Department's reputation for integrity and impartiality. They have seriously lowered the bar for the impeachment of a president. The idea that no Republican will vote for impeachment in the House means that the only bipartisan thing about this whole process is the opposition to it. As Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington Law School explained to the House last week, to move ahead without going to the judicial branch to bring actual fact witnesses to give testimony is in itself an abuse of power. President Nixon surrendered the Watergate tapes because a federal judge told him he had to do so. The Democratic lynch mob hasn't even asked a judge. Hopefully, the U.S. Senate has not fallen prey to the Trump derangement syndrome, and they will protect our constitutional government by rejecting this kangaroo court masquerading as the people's house. More about this grave threat to our government tomorrow. This is Richard Land.
College football bowl season is here, and for the first time, the Liberty Flames are going bowling.
You know, it's just a great feeling right now to be a Flame.
That's everything. We make history here.
Liberty battles Georgia Southern in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, Saturday, December 21st at 2:30 p.m. from Exploria Stadium in Orlando. Be there as the Flames make history and look to capture their first bowl championship.
Students, fans, let's go to Orlando for a pre-Christmas trip.
Tickets start at just $25. Get yours at LibertyFlames.com/Bowl Central.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the things that the Oracle reveals is the mystery of the end times, what's happening right now and what is yet to come. Now, it's an amazing thing. There's a mystery of return. In other words, that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning of the age. The Jewish people were in Israel, so they returned to Israel because that's where they were at the beginning. They returned to Jerusalem because that's where they were at the beginning. But there's a chapter called the Dark Jubilee, which is saying that the world is also going to return to where it was at the beginning of the age. Where was it? At the beginning of the age, the world was pagan, anti-Christian, un-Christian, against the Bible. Well, we're watching it happen right now. It's all part of the mystery. The world is turning to where it was. But listen, be encouraged, because it's telling you that God is on the throne.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
All right, Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. Let's get right to the newsmaker line. Our good friend, the official chaplain of the Todd Stearns radio program, Dr. Robert Jeffers, is with us. Hey, Dr. Jeffers, how's it going today?
Great, Todd. Good to be with you.
Well, look, a lot to talk about. I was noticing that you're getting some headlines. The mainstream media, they're very upset because you were invited to speak at the White House yesterday, as if there's a problem with a Christian being anywhere near a Hanukkah celebration. Such intolerance.
Oh, it's just absolutely intolerance. And my Jewish friends who were at the Hanukkah celebration yesterday, they were so supportive and grateful for the words of unity that I spoke. And as you know, Todd, I was also invited by the president to deliver the opening prayer at the embassy dedication, and our Jewish friends there were also just greatly appreciative. And there are always people who are trying to drive wedges between people, but I think as the president demonstrated yesterday, he's trying to bring healing to our country, especially by signing this historic executive order against anti-Semitism.
Well, no doubt about that. And quite frankly, I I'm glad that he's addressing the anti-Semitism on university campuses across the country. It's too bad we don't have a proclamation addressing the anti-Semitism within the ranks of the Democrat Party.
It's unbelievable how absolutely true that is. And look, I think it's very important to note that universities have become hotbeds of anti-Semitism. And this order, this executive order, isn't an effort to control people's speech or thoughts, but it's just saying that under Title VI regulations, the government is not going to keep shoveling money to universities that promote this very dangerous belief that leads to bloodshed of anti-Semitic thoughts and behavior.
No doubt about it. I mean, Rashida Tlaib's catching a little bit of flack. Breitbart reports that after the Jersey City shooting, this attack on that kosher market, she said, "This is heartbreaking. White supremacy kills." Apparently, Rashida Tlaib was not aware that the suspects were not white supremacists at all.
That's always the default position, isn't it? And you know what, Todd, I think our listeners, your listeners, need to understand is that from a spiritual perspective, anti-Semitism is really evil. It's not just wrong, it is evil. Ever since God in Genesis chapter 12 set apart Abraham and his descendants for a special purpose, Satan has tried to do everything he could to destroy the Jewish people. I think certainly Adolf Hitler was an incarnation, a tool of Satan's to use to try to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. And when people speak against Israel, they are speaking against the people that God calls the apple of his own eye in the Old Testament. And I said yesterday in my remarks at the White House before the president signed this executive order, I said, "Mr. President, thank you for being a president who has the courage not only to be on the right side of history, but on the right side of God when it comes to Israel." You know, in Genesis 12, and I quoted the scripture yesterday at the White House, God said to Abraham, "I will bless those who bless you and your descendants, and I will curse those who curse you and your descendants." And I think one reason, Todd, God has blessed America is because we have stood with our only true ally in the Middle East, and that is the nation of Israel.
No, I agree with you on that, Dr. Jeffers. Of course, we've been watching the impeachment hearings over the past several days. I want to play some audio from Congressman Jim Jordan. We've really been talking about his remarks from last night, which I thought were so spot on when he just laid it all out. And he said this really is the Democrats attacking the American people, the folks in the heartland. Cut number four, please.
"And they're never going to stop. And it's not just because they don't like the president. It's not just because they don't like the president. They don't like us. They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. All of us in flyover country, all of us common folk in Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas, they don't like us. They don't like the president, they don't like the president's supporters, and they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government."
Dr. Jeffers, I want to ask you a question about the spiritual component of all of this, because it does seem that there is evil that has descended upon the nation's capital.
Oh, no doubt there is. And I think Jim Jordan is exactly right. By trying to impeach the president, what the left is really trying to do is impeach us and our values. And, you know, the president made an interesting comment in a small group meeting a couple of weeks ago I was in. He said, you know, I think if I had not taken such a strong pro-life position, the left wouldn't be attacking me like they are right now. And I believe that, Todd. I think the abortion issue, and the president has been the strongest pro-life president in history. I think this abortion issue is what is fueling a lot of this. I think the left is absolutely paralyzed with fear that if he gets a second term, he can appoint anywhere from 1 to 3 new justices on the Supreme Court. Every week he's setting records and appellate federal judges. I think there is an absolute panic among the left on what's going to happen if he's reelected. But this is ultimately a spiritual battle. It's not a battle between Republicans and Democrats. It's a battle between good and evil.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Dr. Jeffers. On the Newsmaker line, our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. We were talking about this crazy story just before in the last segment. Netflix is under fire. Apparently, they are producing or have posted a movie that portrays Jesus as gay, called The First Temptation of Christ, and over 1 million people have signed a petition protesting this. Christians are very offended. Should Christians be offended by this kind of stuff?
They should be offended, but not surprised. Again, I mean, Christianity is the only religion that it seems to be fine to attack, according to the left. I mean, just imagine if the left had produced, or Netflix, a parody of Muhammad the prophet. Can you imagine the outrage from the left that would be there, and absolutely hypocritical on the part of the left here? But I think Christians ought to expect this as the norm and not be surprised by it.
My goodness. All right. Hey, by the way, was this my imagination? Are you guys on the Pathway to Victory, which is your terrific church ministry program? Is that on Fox Business Network these days?
Yes, we launched on Fox Business last weekend. We are on Sunday nights at midnight Central Time. We're on at 1 a.m. Mondays. And so, you know, we're for all the insomniacs out there, continuing the Pathway to Victory. But or they can also TiVo our program and watch it the next morning. But we're very happy for this extension. We're growing every day to new stations, new outlets, and kind of a real privilege to be able to be with Fox Business.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, I mean, the ratings are, I can assure you, the ratings are going to go up. That's exciting news. Maybe they ought to put like...
I could not imagine how many people are up. They showed me the numbers at that time of night anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just really unbelievable. So
a lot of night owls. So the next time I'm walking by the Fox building, I expect to see your face plastered there, like Lou Dobbs, Trish Regan, and Barney, and Jeffers.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
All right, Dr. Jeffers, thanks for coming on the show. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Todd, and congratulations on the new program.
Thanks, Dr. Jeffers. We appreciate that. All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, great American right there. And that is exciting, though, that that his program is now on Fox Business Network. And it's a terrific, if you enjoy good Bible teaching, Dr. Jeffers is unbelievable. You really should check that out. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break here. I know folks want to weigh in on some of the big stories we've been talking about. Here is our telephone number. It's 844-747-8868. Toll free number, folks, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
College football bowl season is here, and for the first time, the Liberty Flames are going bowling.
You know, it's just a great feeling right now to be a Flame.
That's everything. We make history here.
Liberty battles Georgia Southern in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, Saturday, December 21st at 2:30 p.m. from Exploria Stadium in Orlando. Be there as the Flames make history and look to capture their first bowl championship.
Students, fans, let's go to Orlando for a pre-Christmas trip.
Tickets start at just $25. Get yours at LibertyFlames.com/BowlCentral.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
At the very beginning of the Book of Mysteries, the teacher comes into the disciples' room with a clay jar and a question. Can that which is little contain that which is big? The disciple says no. The teacher says yes. Can that which is little contain that which is big? Well, it can if it's an open vessel. A closed vessel can never contain anything larger than its own size, but an open vessel has no limitation. It can contain a river. The Bible says that you are to be filled up to the fullness of God. How can you who are finite contain the fullness of Him who's infinite? You can if you open up, if you open and keep open your heart. There's no end to God or His love or His revelations or His blessings. Therefore, open your heart and your mind and your emotions and your days and your life to Him who is greater, and you will contain infinity, God.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity through the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shiner. Available now on digital. Own it on Blu-ray and DVD December 17th.
College football bowl season is here, and for the first time, the Liberty Flames are going bowling.
You know, it's just a great feeling right now to be a Flame.
That's everything. We make history here.
Liberty battles Georgia Southern in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl, Saturday, December 21st at 2:30 p.m. from Exploria Stadium in Orlando. Be there as the Flames make history and look to capture their first bowl championship.
Students, fans, let's go to Orlando for a pre-Christmas trip.
Tickets start at just $25. Get yours at LibertyFlames.com/BowlCentral.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries of the Oracle that it reveals is that of things yet to come. End time prophecy centers on Jerusalem. Messiah has to come to Jerusalem, so the Jewish people have to come to Jerusalem. But when Israel came back in the world, Jerusalem was in the hands of its enemies, Jordan. And there was no way it was coming back. But an amazing thing happens. The Soviet Union sends a false word to the Arab world. They start mobilizing to destroy Israel. It causes Israel to be in a war that causes Jerusalem to return to the Jewish people, prophecy to come true. It all began with the Soviet Union. The godless, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christian Soviet Union ends up fulfilling Bible prophecy. How amazing is God? And that means all those things in your life that are against you, God will use them to fulfill His purposes in you.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starns.
Folks, coming up tomorrow, it's Founders Friday. Our good friend Dr. David Barton is going to be here from Wall Builders, so he'll drop some knowledge on us as we try to really educate the next generation, Generation Z, about what this country is really all about and who our founding fathers really were. So if you're a mom or a dad and you know a Generation Zer, have him hang out with us tomorrow on the radio as we talk to David Barton. All right, let's get right back to the phone lines. 844-747-8868 is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to John, listening to us on the talk station, WTKF, out of North Carolina. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Not much, Todd. I've been thinking about this. I think we need to put this trial balloon up to those moderate Democrats that are having a hard time thinking about dealing with the elections and stuff. Go ahead and change your party affiliation to independent. If 44 of them go ahead and step out of the Democratic caucus, then they will have to go ahead and elect somebody else. And I don't know how they're going to have to do this to be the Speaker of the House, because Nancy would not have the majority no more, nor the Republicans will have the majority, unless those 44 decide to affiliate with the Republicans. And we'll see what she likes about that.
Well, now that is something to consider, and certainly there are independents. You know, Bernie Sanders is an independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats. That would be something to consider, because John, I got to tell you something. They're sweating bullets right now because they see the writing on the wall, and they know that this is going south quickly, and Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Ilhan Omar, they're riding herd on this.
Well, see, if they do that on the day they take that vote, which is probably tomorrow, and just step out tomorrow and says, we're no longer Democrats, no, and shut that mess down and then walk out of the Congress as a lock-stopping group of 44 people and let her, Nancy, suck air for a few moments and realize her career just went out the door. And I think it was set a political statement to those AOC people. It's time for y'all to get out of Congress too.
John, do you think that maybe Pelosi already understands how this is all going to go down? Do you think she's just resigned to fate here?
I think Pelosi is going to go down there to her thing, and sometime close to the primary, she's going to say, "I'm sorry, I'm sick. Here's my favorite candidate. Vote her or him in my place. I'm not going to be able to run no more because my health has gone bad."
Oh, and you think she's going to
take the bad bad health path out because of her age and everything, or she's going to say, "One of my grandchildren need me more than y'all do." She's going to find some reason to flush herself.
She's in a tough spot right now politically, and I think it's a lose-lose no matter what happens with her, honest to goodness.
Now, I do have one thing about that caller yesterday, Mike. I think you need to get your sound man to find sound of a flushing commode when you flush somebody like him again.
Oh, that's a good idea. We should get a flushing. We may have to double flush some of these libs, but... But John, that's a great idea.
You know, I'm sorry. I like to call my radio station. If I got a bad comment to make, I want to make it. But there ain't no sense of what he did yesterday. And this shows his level of intelligence, you know. His IQ is one or two digits, and that's in the minor side of those numbers.
Well, it's unfortunate when, you know, but we do have these leftists that like to call, and, you know, that's what they live for, John, and sad to say, but we probably made the guy's whole year, you know. He was just, and doesn't have much else to live for, sadly, so poor fella. But, John, hey, we appreciate you calling in, and good thoughts as well, so thanks for listening to us. We love our friends over at WTKF, great radio station out there in North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina. You know, one other thing that the Republicans ought to consider, and since the Republicans control the Senate, they can do this. They are required. The senators are required to be there for the trial of President Trump in the Senate. And if this thing, we may have a vote tomorrow on impeachment. If we do, we're going to bring that to you live. We're going to have our celebrity A-list here of guest and political analysts giving you analysis. But if this thing does go to the Senate, if they do take this to trial, what the Republicans ought to do, and Mitch McConnell is going to have to really come up with a plan here. But what they ought to do is drag this thing out and make every single one of those senators stay put in the Senate chambers. They cannot go out on the campaign trail. They cannot run their presidential campaigns. And let's see how long this can go.
And I guarantee you there's going to be the Democrats will freak out. But could you imagine? I mean, if that happens, you could have Pete Buttigieg as your and Joe Biden as your 2020 team for the Democrat Party. But could you imagine the outrage if Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar were not allowed to get out there, and Bernie Sanders were not allowed to get out there and campaign because they were stuck at the impeachment trial? So maybe that's something to think about. So the Republicans have to start thinking smart here. And I appreciate what Congressman Matt Gaetz said yesterday on the show. We can't play nice anymore. We've got to get in there. We've got to use every single procedural move we can to thwart the Democrats, because that's exactly what they're doing. So we've got to fight back using the same playbook. It doesn't mean we have to be mean and nasty about it, but we've got to stand up and we got to fight back. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. All right, look, coming up tomorrow, a huge day. We could have an impeachment vote. If that happens, we will bring that to you live. There are going to be a lot of moving parts to tomorrow's program, and we're going to do our very best to get to all of it. Real quick, don't forget, ToddStarns.com, the Todd Starnes store, fully stocked. We have lots of great Christmas gifts. Would be honored to sign a book for you, autograph a copy, whatever you guys would like. We can accommodate there at the Todd Starnes store. We also have some great new coffee mugs, the Blessed Not Bitter coffee mugs, and the I'm Politically Incorrect t-shirt line. We have ball caps as well. All sorts of great stuff for that special deplorable in your life. And if you order now, you'll get it just in time for Christmas. So you can do that over at ToddStarnes.com. And one other word to all of the folks listening to us on our live stream via YouTube. We are coming under fierce attack by YouTube, and my apologies, there's really not much we could do there. But after every single show, they literally delete the program, and there's nothing we can do about it. So I would encourage you, if you want to make sure you can hear the show, be sure to subscribe to the Toddcast podcast. Again, free of charge, doesn't cost you any money, and that way you don't have to worry about YouTube or Google or anybody else censoring you. So ToddStarnes.com, Toddcast podcast, be sure to check that out. All right, folks, been a great, great day. Tomorrow, Friday, busy news day. Looking forward to talking with you about it. Have a great day, everybody.
Twyla Brace, president of CCHF, with today's Health Freedom Minute.
We just got this story. A woman wanted to see a doctor at her clinic, but due to a recent merger, the closest clinic didn't have her account. The clinic refused to let her make an appointment until she signed up for another account. It wouldn't even tell her if it had any appointments. But she didn't want two accounts. All she wanted was to see the doctor for an earache. But it all became complicated. That's when she remembered the Wedge. She went to jointhewedge.com, found a physician who could see her within the hour, even if she got there after clinic hours. She paid just $50 and went away thrilled at how easy it was. Find a doctor at jointhewedge.com.
Learn more about protecting your healthcare choices. Sign up for the CCHF weekly e-news update at cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.
Does God still bless those who bless Israel? How does this promise apply to our lives today? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. In Genesis 12:3, God told Abraham, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." Interestingly, this promise includes no expiration date. Many have chronicled the parallels between the blessings upon the United States as it supported the modern state of Israel. Could these blessings be the result of God's divine promise? The answer is yes. While we may be uncertain regarding all of the details, God has greatly blessed our nation, and in part it has been because we have supported His Jewish people. From the time of modern Israel's founding in 1948 until today, America served as a leading world power. As believers, we must remember to pray for our leaders that they would maintain policies that bless Israel and live out a faith in our skeptical society. Join us for more biblical resources at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.